Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mel Harder now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt strikes out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive towards short. Goldman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. One out. It's 6-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Myatt fields it and throws to third for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. There goes Kramer trying to get to third. Jameson throws the ball into Montague, who tags Kramer for the out. It's 7-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan scores. Hodapp moves to third. One out. It's 7-1, Athletics. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams can't make a play. That's a base hit. Myatt moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dykes strikes out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Earnshaw moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earnshaw scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 8-2, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. Myatt moves to second. It's 9-3, Athletics. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Goldman hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Dykes moves to third. It's 10-3, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Earnshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-4 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hodapp moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodapp scores. Averill moves to third. One out. It's 10-4, Athletics. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Montague hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-5, Athletics. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Goldman takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-3 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague can't make a play. That's a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Earnshaw for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 10-6, Athletics. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Averill reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Hodapp moves to third. It's 10-7, Athletics. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Averill scores. It's 10-9, Athletics. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Bib Falk pinch hits for Ed Montague. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Myatt moves to third. Joe Sewell pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Ray Gardner pinch runs for Bib Falk. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Mel Harder. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.